Hi there, how's it going? Hey, I don't know if you've been following things with but sure, certainly if you've been following this channel, you'll be aware of like, several things that I've said about BitChute in the past and the UK Civil Service, the Zardoz collection. I'm not the only one being abused by UK government departments. I've said it, I'll say it again, but I've said it before. So October 2023, Ofcom decided to stop an expensive, time-wasting, energy-sapping investigation into BitChute on the basis that BitChute would comply with new terms where they would install software that would allow Ofcom to do what it does. Ofcom is a UK government department, the Office for Communications, the Ministry of Truth, if you're a George Orwell fan. That they are into, propaganda and censorship, and they want absolute control over the internet. So, if you're not aware of this stuff, you're probably quite, sorry to say it, but you're probably quite dumbed down. If you believe that, 100 channels of misinformation in your television is diversity, you maybe want to go over to the Islamic Republic News Agency, TASS, the Russian state media. Xinhua, the Xinhua, ChinaToday.com, and see what the Chinese state media has to say. That's diversity. But 100 channels just parroting off whatever the Ministry of Propaganda will permit them to say is not really diversity. So BitChute has been getting it in the neck. So let me go into a wee bit of a short history of BitChute. To the extent that I know it, BitChute has been around for longer than I knew it existed. But I knew it existed before 2020. Now, this is a bit of a UFO one, before I can get into this, let me explain what I mean by a UFO one. So there is evidence that UFOs exist, and there's people who dispute that the evidence is even relevant. But if you take away all of the evidence that UFOs exist, is presumably it's all just made up, then there is no evidence whatsoever that UFOs exist. Now, as for whether UFOs do exist, just given what I've said, you might have cottoned on to there's something that just doesn't add up. There's like a something missing in the logic with that to basically say that no UFOs exist. Because you presume that all, UFO footage, all UFO evidence is fake. There's just something missing for the logic there. You can see it doesn't say that UFOs do exist. It doesn't say, but it says you can't say that it doesn't exist. It's kind of, a logical conclusion you can reach there without me having to go through the whole, Pythagorean logical leaps that you'd need to go through to understand that basic thing. So that's what I mean. It's a bit of a UFO thing. What I want you to do, I'm not saying whether UFOs do exist or not, I want you to look at the evidence for yourself and make up your own mind. Now, in addition to this, I'm not saying that the COVID-19 vaccinations of 2020 and the various measures implemented were violations of the Nuremberg Code and violations of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and violations of multiple international humanitarian instruments. I'm not saying that it was, and I'm not saying that it wasn't. I'm saying have a look at the Nuremberg Code and judge for yourself. Right, so I'm not saying it was and I'm not saying it wasn't. It's a bit like UFOs, I'm not saying they do exist, I'm not saying they don't exist, I'm just saying look at the evidence and judge for yourself. And you might come up with a conclusion to say that the Nuremberg Code was violated, or you might come up with a conclusion that the Nuremberg Code wasn't violated. But you at least looked and you've at least, made up your own mind based on the information that you've got. Now, there are people who, of course, they will not even entertain the idea and they'll automatically draw the conclusion that the Office for Communications, the mainstream media, it restricts and predicts and controls and manipulates, is that you automatically assume that the Nuremberg Code was not violated without even investigating any further. How do you know something? Because it said so on TV. Is that the truth? Well, it really depends, you know, but if you do things like thinking, you might come up with a conclusion based on reason, based on evidence, based on truth, rather than based on what the gossip being manufactured by the television industry says. So I'm not saying the COVID-19 measures were a violation of the Nuremberg Code, and I'm not saying they're not. But whatever your opinion is, if you've got that tenacity, decide for yourself based upon having read the Nuremberg Code and having witnessed what the measures were. Whatever your decision is on based on what the truth is, according to your own cognizance of what actually happened back then, you know, I'll leave it to you to decide what the truth was rather than leaving it to the televisions to decide. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's a bit of a UFO one, you know. So for whatever reasons, Ofcom was very keen to shut down the internet. When people started saying, "Oh, that's a violation of the Nuremberg Code," you know, it wasn't that, like, you know, the Office for Communication wasn't there saying, "Well, people should be free to make up their own mind based on the information that's available." They wanted to suppress all information suggesting that the UK government could have seriously violated the human rights of the people in the UK. They wanted that information shut down. And Facebook complied with that, and Twitter, or what's become known as X, complied with that, and of course Instagram, which is just Facebook reinvented, complied with that, and WhatsApp, you know, just Meta again, complied with that, and all those kind of platforms that are being advertised on, for example, the BBC, you know, the BBC that claims it doesn't carry advertising and isn't biased, it's always impartial. Even when it comes to Donald Trump. I mean, I'll let you judge based on your own. You know, I'm not here to tell you that the BBC is biased against Donald Trump or the BBC is not biased against Donald Trump. Some people believe that an executive order which banned the use of chemicals which interfere in the puberty of children, that would ban genital mutilation, trying to get children to change their sex before they're even old enough. Some people claim that executive order, like the BBC, would, you know, their view on it is that that was a violation of children's right to gender care by Donald Trump banning puberty blockers and sex changes for children. And some people believe that Donald Trump did the right thing there, and the BBC's maybe wrong, but some people say the BBC are impartial and unbiased. But I'll let you decide for yourself what the truth is regarding that. So, Ofcom, the Office for Communications, the Department for Propaganda in the UK, it controls all the television networks, but now it wants to control the internet itself. And the thing about the internet is it's international. Ofcom only has power within the UK, and only to the extent anybody would, you know, take them seriously, given, you know, they're complicit in crimes against humanity. According to some, you know, you don't want to, you know, help the Nazis if you're a Jew in Nazi Germany, if you know what I mean. So, you know, the Zardoz Collection, you know, I'm talking about the Department for Working and Working Pensions, the genocide, the Department for Genocide, the Ministry of Death, or sorry, the Ministry of Life, you know. If you read George Orwell's 1984, you'll understand what the Ministry of Truth is. They're against truth. With the Ministry of Life, they're against life, you know. You know, so there's a lot of information on BitChute that is a bit, well, let's just say that the truth is not, for people to believe the truth is a thing which is not conducive to the continuance of the crimes against humanity being committed by the UK government departments. And you know, the rumour mill on the, you know, they used to have absolute power over the minds of the people by way of the four television channels. I can remember there was only three television channels in the UK, but there was four. Channel 4 came along later, and then Channel 5 came along some point after I'd woke up to what television industry was all about. Now it's digital, you know, and there's hundreds of channels, and they're all saying the exact same shit. So, you know, through that media conduit of the sluice gate of bullshit called the television industry, they used to have absolute power over the minds of the public. At least those who are not awake and aware to know that it's, you know, brainwashing. It's kind of like the national religion in Britain, television. And it's into war, death, genocide, murder, and concealing, you know, what it's doing to its own people, slavery and servitude. That's the television's the national religion. And they that, and then the internet came down like a bomb that was dropped upon the world. But everybody across the whole world that could access the internet was able to speak to anybody across the whole world who could access the internet. Freedom of speech from Washington to Beijing, from London to Sydney, from Zimbabwe to Moscow, from everywhere in the whole fucking world that could access the internet, all speaking freely. And we were having these conversations. I can remember chat rooms, you know, before they'd even voice chat. There's a lot of conversations regarding, you know, like, the government's corrupt in your country. They appear to be doing the exact same thing as the corrupt government in my country. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard of the workers' rights movement, but it was just something, you know, spontaneous that was going on by ordinary people on the internet speaking the realities. And it was like, it didn't matter what country you came from, there was a whole bunch of government corrupt people trampling on the rights of the poor. So they tried everything to prevent that. The Great Firewall of China was probably their first, you know, the governmentalist extremists, was their first forays into controlling free speech online. China would not permit any speech to leave China or any speech to enter China that the Chinese Communist Party did not already vet. And it was called the Great Firewall of China because it's the Great Wall of China, you know. And the rest of the world made a mockery of China for practicing the Great Firewall of China. Firewall is a way by which you prevent communication across a network communication point. Two machines can't talk through a firewall unless the firewall was open for them. So they called it the Great Firewall of China to mock the Chinese Communist Party for doing that to their people. And, you know, Britain enjoyed that, and mocking the Chinese, and America enjoyed that, mocking it. The free world, the once free world, mocked the Chinese for doing that to their people. And that was a once free world that used to mock the Russians for their version of occupied Germany, you know, because they occupied East Germany, and the free world occupied West Germany, and people in West Germany were kind of free to walk around just so long as they were in with the communists or the Nazis. They were just ordinary German people, be free. And to my mind, it was just, you know, just another democracy in Europe, you know, it was just another Netherlands, just another Sweden, it was West Germany. But over in East Germany, you know, there was the Stasi, and they were kind of like the Russian version of the Nazis. And we used to mock the Stasi, we used to mock the Russians for hosting the Stasi, for being making deals with the Stasi, who were basically operating a surveillance state within East Germany. Not like West Germany, where things were freer and more liberated. We always wished that the Eastern Bloc countries would be more liberated, and we used to mock them for behaving like the Chinese Communist Party's Great Firewall of China way back during the Cold War, you know. And Britain is now the most surveilled country in the world, and it was, I don't know if it still is, but there was a point where there was 4 million surveillance cameras in the UK. And it was like, it was one surveillance camera every 150 people. It's much more now, it's way much more now. But there was a point when Britain was the most surveilled country in the world. And while this was all brought about, all those people used to say, yeah, we're the free world. But people knew that there was just something not quite right, you know. It was massively corrupt, massive amounts of lies and deception by those who had sold us out, even people in our own families, our own friends. It betrayed the community, you know. That was the European Union always used to push community values, but they'd all betrayed the communities that they came from in order to side up with what is effectively people who are like the Stasi, people who are like the Chinese Communist Party with their Great Firewall of China. So that was the first forays of governmentalist extremists to ban free speech on the internet, and it was in China. And, you know, those people, the Nazis, you know, the fascists, the people who are, you know, the Ministry of Propaganda, the Ministry of Truth, the Ministry of Genocide, the Ministry of Life, you know. Those people used to, you know, come up beside us and say, yeah, we agree, Chinese Communist Party, that's bad, Great Firewall of China. But you know what's happened to be that now there is now a great firewall of Britain. And it's similar to all these countries in the world, a great firewall that prevents people from speaking to people. You know, there's this thing within the Universal Declaration of Human Rights about freedom of speech across all frontiers, regardless of nation, regardless of state, regardless of, you know. And the internet was a kind of realization of that. The internet, as in the international net, once you put in a great firewall, it stops becoming the internet. It becomes a national network, or the things that the national network permits to be seen by those trapped in that bubble of propaganda. I hate to use the word retard, because often retards will accuse intelligent people of being retards for not, you know, shouting retard too much. But when you consider retarded development, you know, people who are stuck inside like the national networks, who only get access to like a small portion of the internet and can't see the rest of it. You know, as soon as propaganda says, let's start bombing the Russians, send your children off to war, let's go and invade Iraq, they don't get any access to, what does Iran have to say about that? What are the Iranians saying? What are the Indians saying about this? What are the people in China saying about this? You know, the international internet, they don't get access to the internet. It's kind of the Dick Cheese net. I'm going to describe that, the Dick Cheese net. So, I don't really know too much about cooking. I made a pot noodle the other day, and on the lid of it, it says, like, you can do it, almost to invite me to attempt to cook a pot noodle. And I opened the lid, and I turned the kettle on, and the kettle had boiled, and I'd opened the lid, and I took it, there's like a plastic sachet in, so I took the plastic sachet outside, and I poured water on into the pot noodle, and the noodles all sort of, and I just poured it to enough so that all the noodles just sort of leveled at the top almost. And then I opened the sachet and I poured the sachet in, and then I got a spoon and I crushed down all the noodles into this swirling mass of noodle soup. And I realised at that moment, I can cook a pot noodle. But I can't fucking cook a thing apart from fucking pot noodles, you know. I'm shite at it. I made a piece of cheese the other day. But I was interested in how they make toast and beans. And I realised that there's people who know how to make toast and beans. Now, I'm struggling in the kitchen, you know, to make toast. I'm like, what pots do I need to make toast? I don't know what do I need, a wooden spoon in a pot? And what do I use this toaster thing for? Is that to put the beans in? Yeah, I'm not very good at cooking, you know, so I thought I would consult the experts. So I went to a search engine and it was like toast and beans. Now, the first search was basically there's an application called Toast and Beans. And Toast and Beans is basically a way you can buy toasters. And it's like, no, I want to make toast and beans. So I just ignored the first entry. Now, the second entry was toast and beans made by a famous celebrity chef on the BBC. And it's like, right, that's the BBC, I don't listen to that shit. The next one was toast and beans as advertised in the ITV, and apparently there's a TV show called Toast and Beans. It's like, no. The third entry outside of the advert, maybe it's the fourth entry if you include the advert, it was someone doing like toast and beans, but again, it was another celebrity chef, and I just don't trust people being promoted by, you know, the folk that uphold the firewall, you know. So anyway, I was on the third page, and all I could find was people who were, you know, they didn't really know much about toast and beans, but they knew everything about propaganda. And I think it was the 51st entry, and I came across this person, you know, on a forum somewhere talking about his recipe for toast and beans. Now, I don't know too much about cooking, you know, but this man, or it could be a woman, elucidated the art of making toast and beans in such a fashion you could see the complexity. This wasn't just like you put toast and then you put beans on the toast and then you go yum 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 and that's it. No. This was like real, It's instead of putting the beans into the toaster, she puts bread into the toaster and she turns it into toast. Then, when the toast flips out, the toast, she butters the toast. Now she's already got beans cooking on the cooker, and at the same time she's got a chopping board with, and she's slicing up bits of cheese, and she's also got parmesan, like powdered cheese, and she puts together this fucking extravagant fucking sandwich that's like fucking and convey. I couldn't even, the way she conveyed it was really, really simple. The way I'm conveying it is like, just that you don't put beans in the fucking toaster for some reason. Yet that breaks toasters. I didn't know this because, well, I don't know how to make a pot noodle, you know. But they conveyed the information. They're very eloquent. I'm much more eloquent. They knew how to cook toast and beans. It ends up they put the toast and the beans, toast and beans, into the microwave with parmesan cheese and the sliced cheese, and you end up with, it was actually like toast and beans with cheese on top. I was like, whoa, wait a minute here. This is fucking hell. I used to, I could cook a pot noodle. This person can cook fucking really, really fancy toast and beans. I don't think you get those kind of adverts in the, like, your ITV and the, basically, you know, the sort of propaganda websites that don't get shadow banned, you know. But if you go down to the 51st entry, you might find somebody that knows what they're talking about. So this was an internet forum, and you know what I've conveyed to you in about three different paragraphs. This is all conveyed in one paragraph. It's not just the fact that they could convey that information in a very eloquent manner. It's part of a forum, you know. And Super Chef 2000, he didn't really like this person very much because, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but Super Chef 2000, because he's got a lot of high salary and he works for this fancy hotel, he fancies himself as the best chef in the world, and he gave his, you know, version of toast and beans. And to be fair, he didn't say put beans in the toaster, but let's just say that it wasn't even, let's just say that the person that gave this recipe with the toast and beans with the cheese was like fucking amazing. The way they communicated it was just wonderful. But Super Chef 2000 didn't like that. And in response to it, they says, why don't you put your dick cheese into the sandwich while you're at it? Pure hateful of the person that came up with this wonderful. I didn't want involved in it, you know. I was just trying to find out how to make beans and toast. But I got the idea that Super Chef 2000 was jealous that there was someone that was much more skilled at them in cooking toast and beans. And they've got this great reputation, you know, to protect. And some people make themselves taller by cutting other people down. You know, they're not very tall and the world looks tall, so they just, well, why don't I just cut his legs off and then he'll be shorter than me? So I think that's like Super Chef 2000. Do you get what I'm saying there? Do you get what I'm saying? That people operate like that? Those people who, let's talk about people who voted against European integration. When after 25 years of pro-European Union integration propaganda, after 25 years, 100% sold in all the channels and even the internet versions of it, you know, those people that continue to have faith in a political system, when they finally voted, there was more than 50% that voted against. And the media says, oh, not everybody, but it would just be a small minority. Certainly wasn't a small minority, and so many people have lost faith in their political system. You know, let's talk about the truth here, you know. Let's talk about what the Office of Communications is concealing from people. Let's talk about the reasons why no one takes the BBC seriously anymore. Or at least the only people that do are the people who are being child abused by those people who know fine well the BBC are a pack of liars. Now, it's not just the BBC, you know, that's mainstream Media Central. You know, we're talking about, you know, ITV and Channel 4, The Telegraph, The Times, the various media corporations, the radio stations, the television stations, and all the media platforms that promote, such as Facebook and Instagram. They don't carry advertising except when they're advertising that shit, you know. But one platform they didn't advertise was BitChute. And, well, maybe it's because I agree more with the people that come to BitChute. Maybe it's because I disagree more. Maybe it's just because I've got the right to agree or disagree without having my right of freedom of speech, freedom of expression, to hear and speak. Freedom of expression. I just don't like that being interfered with, and BitChute has been a very good platform. Protecting those rights. When BBC and all the media platforms that it promotes, you know, the Office of Communication, compatible fake fucking democracy. Corrupt gangster slave trade things, you know. They tried to shut down BitChute. Because, you know, like I was saying, you know, the BBC and YouTube and Facebook and all the things that are being advertised on the BBC, as seen on BBC, they tried to, you know, violate the Nuremberg Code. They did violate the Nuremberg Code. But I guess that's just my opinion. But if you have a look on a search engine for, like, Nuremberg Code violations in relation to COVID-19 measures, it'll be very difficult for you to find any information from people who believe it was a violation of the Nuremberg Code. You'll find the opinions of those who don't believe it, or they say they don't believe it was a violation, and then they'll give you an opinion of what other people's opinions are. You know, that is to say that I would like to know what Al-Qaeda is, the terrorists during the war on terror, right? So I would like to know, what does Al-Qaeda have to say about this? And it's very difficult for me to find Al-Qaeda's opinion. But I can find the opinions of people who hate Al-Qaeda, who give me what Al-Qaeda's opinion is in their opinion. But directly hear Al-Qaeda's opinion. Difficult to do when there's propaganda and censorship going on. We're talking about the Nuremberg Code being violated by UK government agencies. Solvent companies within the UK who violated the Nuremberg Code. Doctors, nurses, medical professionals who violated the Nuremberg Code in the UK. And you're trying to find a search engine that will provide there's people that say that it was a violation of the Nuremberg Code. There's people who say it's not a violation of the Nuremberg Code. But when you go to a search engine, the only opinions you get to hear of are those who say it wasn't a violation of the Nuremberg Code. And at best, you'll get what their opinion is of the people who say it wasn't. You know, but you'll never, it's never going to come up, the first 10 entries as people who say it was a violation. Any search engine, you know, Bing, DuckDuckGo, anything like that. Google. Yahoo. Tagoda, the new, you know, BitChute being promoted on. And I'd get rid of that, man, because that's just another biased search engine, you know. You know, you don't, can you imagine, like, during the war on terror, it's like you're going to search for, well, what is the people that want to bomb Iraq? What's their opinion? But you only got to see Al-Qaeda links, you know, and it's like, well, this is Al-Qaeda's reason for not wanting to get bombed, not wanting Iraq to get bombed. And Al-Qaeda are also giving their opinion on, like, you can, there's Al-Qaeda websites, pro-Al-Qaeda websites, giving you the views of anti-Al-Qaeda people, so therefore both Al-Qaeda and the anti-Al-Qaeda people are being represented by this board of search engine indexes, you know, all both sides of the story, but mostly it's dedicated towards pro-Al-Qaeda results, and within those pro-Al-Qaeda results you'll get some information from those pro-Al-Qaeda sites about who the anti-Al-Qaeda people are. Do you get what I'm saying here? We're talking about Nuremberg Code violations, though. You know, you might find it difficult to make the logical leap between propaganda for war and propaganda violating your fundamental human rights in your own country, in the UK. So have a look at your search engine. Try and find sites that are there by the unvaccinated, for the unvaccinated, of the unvaccinated. Try it. Try and find it on a search engine. Is it just that they don't do good search engine optimization, or are they being shadow banned, or are the search sites that are saying it's not a Nuremberg Code violation, are they being whitelisted to the exclusion of the opinions? Is that really freedom of speech? Well, that's the Ministry of Truth, as George Orwell put it, the Office of Communications, Ofcom, the Ministry of Propaganda. So they did their utmost to prevent YouTube from allowing anyone to say that it was a violation of fundamental human rights. There was bans on freedom of assembly, bans on freedom of association. There's mathematical proof that no measures after the 26th of January could ever have been effective. And the measures that were introduced were certainly not safe, because people suffered vaccine injuries. But no, you're not going to get that information. That information is suppressed by liars, fraudsters, murderers, genocidal maniacs. And Ofcom are up to their neck in it. And they tried to suppress it from Facebook. And Facebook, what they were doing was they were saying, these are a violation of the Nuremberg Code. These are crimes against humanity. And then they say, oh, well, when anybody mentions vaccine, we'll ban them, we'll have their posts specially monitored. So they started using syringe emojis to represent the word vaccine. And then they banned the use of syringe emojis. They started trying to find anything against those that were opposed to the human rights abuses of the nightmare regime, which we're still living in, until these people being brought to trial for crimes against humanity. Remember in 1925, they stole all the money off the people. It's now 2025. We're still waiting for the end to the temporary financial emergency that started 100 years ago. These people are nothing but criminals, sitting there in positions of authoritarianism, but they'll never be an authority. They'll never be anything but corrupt monsters, and that's all they'll ever breed. And as for those that join with them, criminals. If they want to discuss their, they are hereby, indicted on charges of crimes against humanity. I'm not the only person. There's people across the whole internet indicting them in charges of crimes against humanity. They don't want to discuss this, but it'll continue to be the case that these indictments, in absentia, for the lack of willingness to come forward and speak in an open, transparent, authentic manner, in absentia, I think the judgment is they're criminals. And they're in positions of authority with power and guns and various shit like that. They are gangsters, murderers, enslavers. They'll use every propaganda, they're stealing children's minds when they send them off to school, etc. There's a lot to talk about. But let's just talk about BitChute. So they managed to shut down Facebook's, anybody that on Facebook that wanted to discuss the truth were basically branded racist, misogynistic, whatever they could fucking throw at anybody that was speaking the truth. Or the truth as I see it. In their opinion, a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man simply by identifying as them, But I mean the truth as in what is actual reality, 2 + 2 = 4, even when it's inconvenient. They say it's just your opinion. But it's funny how, based on that, well, okay, I'm false and your truth is the truth, you're saying that 2 + 2 = 5. So we built this bridge on the basis that 2 + 2 = 5, as you're saying. And according to your mass, according to what you're calling truth, that bridge is safe because it's built on the principle that 2 + 2 = 5. You walk over it then. You go first, you show me it. So you built the bridge, I built it according to your specifications using your maths. I don't think it's safe, but you say it's safe. You're saying a vaccine that did not actually prevent the spread of, people who took the vaccine were not immunised against COVID-19. They had to change the goalposts to say, it was to prevent it being painful. If you got COVID-19, after you get a vaccine, it was really just a painkiller. That's what we meant by effective. 100% effective at being a painkiller. And then they changed it to say, well, if you get it, it's unlikely that you'll spread it. Why? Where's the proof for this? That was just more lies to cover up lies to cover up lies. It was not effective. A vaccine, when you take it, it immunises you against getting the thing that it immunises you against. It was not a fucking vaccine then, was it? And it wasn't effective at doing that. And it wasn't safe because people get vaccine injuries and it was sold as being safe and effective. This is fraud. This does not meet with the conditions of the Nuremberg Code. In order for it to be compatible with the Nuremberg Code, there's got to be no elements of force, fraud, coercion. or anybody in positions where they're not free to make their choice, you know, as in you've not got a job if you don't get it. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, you know, whether it's overt threats or whether it's covert threats. Yeah, the Nuremberg Code was violated according to, you know, what I believe that's the truth. Some people are saying that's not the truth, so you know, let's build a bridge for them, you know. It's like, you can come over to our world now, but you betrayed us and you disavowed us for standing up for what we consider to be right. And you want to enter into our world, well, you need to get this new injection. We say it's unsafe, we say it's ineffective. But you say that anything that the government says is safe and effective. Anything that, that if we can parrot off loud lies louder than the liars, then it is safe and effective. And you need to get that vaccine to come over the bridge that you built for us, that we just didn't cross. Now you want to cross back. There's going to be a fine, there's going to be a fee to pay. And it's not going to be paid in your government manufactured money, it's going to be paid in your fucking labour. Because you betrayed us. And let's never forget it. So, you know, there's a lot of bitterness. Especially by those who've been betrayed. And it's not just for being betrayed, you know, it's now visible it's being betrayed. And it's visible that they're trying to conceal matters. Well, they're trying to commit genocide, assisted suicide clinics, that's what they're trying to introduce just now. And BitChute is basically a platform for people that want to, you know, talk about the truth when the government needs to keep its monstrous activities concealed. And it used to be a UK company. And, you know, when they shut down, you know, YouTube's ability to be a free speech platform, because originally YouTube was, long before it got caught up by, get bought over by Google, it stopped being like a free speech company. But originally its first YouTubers were very offended when YouTube started. You know, banning and, let's just say manipulating the statistics at YouTube. You know, so it shut down a lot of platforms, especially in 2020. So a lot of people who were like, oh, wait a minute, I'm not allowed to express freely what I believe is going on with the COVID vaccines on YouTube. I'm not allowed to express myself freely on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. And they were being banned, and sometimes they were being covertly banned. I get banned twice for being a racist because they were trying to find anything. And they found something that there's no way it could add up to being a racist, you know. And then they found ways that they just made shit up, basically. But they knew the real problem was, I believe, the truth that was inconvenient for the terrorists. And I don't mean Al-Qaeda. I mean the UK government departments are committing crimes against the British people. Therefore, they're terrorists. I am one of the people that they've terrorised for many, many decades now. 31 years I've been awake and aware of this. I don't even know when it started, but I know when I started waking up to everything that was being concealed. Concealed no more. So, BitChute, I don't know, in 2018 I'm guessing BitChute would have been around. And it was a kind of minor platform, you know, so you get sort of YouTube, you get Dailymotion, you get Vimeo, and then you get a bunch of other sort of like small scale video sharing platforms. So BitChute was one of the small scale, every now and again you would get a video link to like a BitChute video, and it's like, right, okay, so it's not Rumble, it's not Odyssey, it's just, you know, another, you know. And the thing that happened in 2020 meant that all those people that used to use YouTube, they were being banned. Flooded onto BitChute, and BitChute became like mega popular overnight. Debatably, maybe even more popular than YouTube at a point. And you know, I'm having to guess part of this story, but I'm not too far off the truth. I would say, if I was to say at the point where BitChute was continuing to support the freedom of speech, that, you know, the Nazis were trying to shut down. By Nazis, what I mean is national extremists. People should worship their nation state. Anything beyond that, like human rights, you know, historic morals, traditional morals throughout the human race, religions, God, that sort of thing. No, no, it's not your nation state. You shall worship your nation state or you're a terrorist. You know, those type of people, the Nazis, that's what I mean. Adolf Hitler, the state is your God, you know. The Nazis, you know, the Nazis didn't like the fact that BitChute was continuing to support people's freedom of expression. So they started breathing down their neck. It was a UK government, sorry, a UK company, and the Department for Propaganda, Ofcom, the Office for Communications, the Ministry of Truth, as George Orwell describes it, Its current name is the Office of Communications. It started breathing down BitChute's neck once it became popular and they couldn't shut it down. And BitChute's whole methodology from the get-go was freedom of speech. What is it you do? Well, we're a video sharing platform, but we're a video, the whole thing is freedom of speech. To let anybody say anything that they want to say online. That's what we do. And they even had like this, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's a map somewhere on BitChute that basically they can prove it. If the Chinese Communist Party doesn't like a video saying the Tiananmen Square happened in the late 1980s, then they can have BitChute ban that video. But they can't ban it worldwide, they can only ban it in China. Because the way BitChute had its strategy for dealing with extremist government organisations try to ban content across the whole world by saying, I'm the government, you're not allowed to speak about that anywhere in the world. BitChute decided, well, if you're the Chinese government, we'll ban it in China, but we'll continue to allow others to see it worldwide. And if the UK government decides that you're not allowed people to see that, it's okay, well, we'll ban it in Britain, but you're allowed to see it anywhere else in the world. So it became pretty pointless to ban, because someone in China that wants to see Tiananmen Square videos, think, oh, move over to North Korea and have a wee look there, and they can still access BitChute and see. So it became pretty pointless trying to censor BitChute. And the UK government doesn't like that very much, it doesn't like it as a UK company, it was at this point, So they got the Office for Propaganda and Censorship to breathe down its neck. October 2023, and I'm guessing it was maybe after like 2 or 3 years of this investigation. And the investigation there is not to investigate anything. The investigation is the extrajudicial punishment against this organisation that's doing its best to protect freedom of speech. The investigation is just expensive, time-consuming, stress and pressure. By Ofcom, the Office for Communications, the propaganda outfit, the information control mechanism of a terrorist organisation that terrorises its own people. You've seen the Zardoz collection, fine well, the Department of Work and Pensions are now on the record trying to force people off a fucking cliff. And they want that concealed because now, the UK government doesn't want people to be, they've pressured BitChute so much. So October 23, what they basically said to this UK company called BitChute was, we're going to stop investigating, and it must have been a big relief for BitChute. BitChute decided to comply with certain terms and conditions that Ofcom had imposed upon them, and in return they would stop this expensive, stressful, pressured organisation, that this investigation. They would stop all that, which is effectively bullying and oppression, tyranny, and against this company that was trying to do its best by freedom of speech. In October 23, Ofcom itself reports that it's stopped the investigation at the BitChute on the basis that BitChute's going to do something to be more compliant with what this fucking tits up fucking Nazi fucking regime wants. And by November 23, you started seeing it glitching all over the place because you'd open up a video and it wouldn't work. And it's like, why not? Because it's waiting for an advert to show up and the advert's not there. So by the November 23, Ofcom compatible software was installed and it was glitching all over the place. And that's when you started seeing that rants and raves things up in the top right hand side. Over the time, by the time we got to like January 24, I think they'd smoothed out the various creases and stuff like that. But what you might have not have noticed, whenever I see a change like that at a free speech platform, I investigate what's going on. So I'm looking at the network traffic, the cookies, various stuff like that, and I'm seeing that now with the Ofcom compatible software, your Google information is being transmitted when you're watching a BitChute channel. That was, that they're the ones themselves saying, oh, in the name of data privacy. And it's like, I look after my own data privacy by not fucking giving you any. But that was like a bad, the Office for Communications hacked BitChute in order to transfer our private information to the platforms that are, ready to bend over and get their arses fucked anytime the Nazis want to fuck their arses. Google, double click, etc. BitChute, under the Ofcom regime that was installed in November 23, was now transmitting all our private information towards Nazi compatible corporations. My real name is not Phil Stone. The reason why I use a pen name is because originally the purpose in this channel was for my own free speech, and I realised that I live in a world where if people knew who my identity were, they would come and they would target me by surreptitious covert manners, because I was aware of that way back in the late 90s, practising free speech in internet chat rooms. There would be people who would get in and around my life because they didn't like what I had to say, you know. So I use a pen name now. And that was a private, personal thing. Well, Ofcom's violations of my human rights, violations of my privacy, violations of my freedom of speech, not just to speak, but to hear the free speech of others, had that all transmitted to the, you know, let's just say they're COVID-friendly corporations, you know. And that was because BitChute kind of bought the bullet and says, well, we'll compromise just a bit. And they did that for a while. And today, it's the 9th of April 2025. BitChute have just announced that... before we even get to what's happened today, at some point, BitChute stopped being a UK company and it sold itself to a company in America called Deep State Protocol LLC, and based in Wyoming. It's now an American company, it's no longer a British company. All the kind of assets and, you know, the customer loyalty, you know, what is it you call that? Is it the... I think it's called equity, you know, customer loyalty. Well, that now belongs to an American company, whereas it used to belong to a British company. But because of the UK Civil Service, the UK Nazi Party, try to violate our fundamental human rights, tossed out a very valuable British company with valuable British values that the UK Nazi Party, the Civil Service, does not hold anymore. They've aligned themselves with the European fascist regime, the European Union. Those people who said it's okay, you don't need a referendum because the television industry will tell you what your votes are before there's even been a vote. You know, that terrorist regime that has no democratic mandate and continues to hold power, and all those who align with it, claiming they hate Donald Trump, but they're unwilling to admit that horse tranquilizer is not an unsafe and ineffective vaccine. Hydrochloroquine and bleach is not, you know, an unsafe and ineffective vaccine. You know, there's truth to tell. This is not about politics. This is about people who violated the fundamental human rights of their very own people, who want to kick it into the long grass thinking it's a party political issue. No, this is an issue about the human race. This is about an issue of those who betrayed humanity. And when this issue is resolved, it won't matter what party you're voting for. You'll be voting for an anti-Nazi party. Whereas right now, it doesn't matter what party you're voting for. Those parties are not prepared to throw into the Hitler's bunker those people who deserve to die in the fucking trenches of World War II, because they've just decided that World War II never happened and they can just do what they please. They've now annexed Ukraine and they're now blaming the Russians for trying to de-annex it, you know. I mean, Ukraine speaks Cyrillic, the alphabet, you know. Russian speaks Cyrillic alphabet. I remember the Cold War, you know. Russia and Ukraine were best of buddies, and all of a sudden they're supporting the European Union after the Euromaidan, as if Ukraine had any free and fair say in it. And they say, oh, they annexed, Russia annexed Crimea. Well, Crimea couldn't have been, the Crimea is maybe the actual, you know, the part of Ukraine that is actually genuinely the Ukraine, you know, because it never joined the Euromaidan revolution. And Russia upheld the sovereignty of the Ukraine, the Crimean people, to continue to be part of Ukraine. But you're not allowed to talk about that. You need to be on the side of your genocidal maniacs, murdering your own people in your own country, while pretending anybody ever voted Ursula von der Leyen into power over your people in your country. You betrayed us. Go to hell. And that's what I like about the internet, because you can speak freely about this. And it doesn't matter what bullshit they put in their propaganda matrix on the televisions and radios and newspapers and all the the ditches, people that believe it, you know. You've always had that ability to speak freely across all frontiers, as the Universal Declaration describes, you know. And they don't like that. They need it, you know, conversation to be limited. It will destroy your culture. Do you have free speech? It will destroy your culture. Do you have freedom of expression? It will destroy your culture. Do you not have censorship? Well, it's your culture. It's not mine. Your culture is in the heart of the European Union. There, go over and live in the European Union. Go away. That's an Ofcom. You go away. Go away and live in your European Union. You bound yourself to those people who never permitted we, the people, to have a say. Go away. You're not my government. You're a terrorist. Terrorist organisation operating for a terrorist regime that created its power out of nowhere, threatens the human rights of the people in Germany and the people across Europe. Go away. You're not my fucking government. You're a terrorist organisation. Fuck off. So today, you know, I've been through what I've been through in regards to the internet as a whole. BitChute has been a large part of my exercising freedom of speech within the within the sovereign country of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, where people have always practiced freedom of speech, not necessarily online, because the internet was only invented for the general public in the late 90s. But it's always been a supporter of freedom of speech and freedom of expression. It's always been appalled by censorship and restrictions, and it's always been opposed to slavery and servitude in all its forms. So much so, it was one of the first signatories of the United Nations Act, you know, the United Nations Charter. But obviously, you know, we're also being mimicked by the European Union's member state of the United Kingdom, who are actually a terrorist regime who tried to overthrow our sovereignty and tried to pretend it was democratic, which the Brexit referendum shows that it wasn't. And it kind of highlights that the whole of Europe, nobody's ever voted the European Union into power. But media corporations have decided you don't need a vote, because we'll tell you what everybody would vote for, and we'll brainwash anybody and character assassinate anyone that doesn't support our regime of terror. Just like how do we know that Iraq was a very dangerous organisation, like Iraq was a very dangerous country, could have weapons of mass destruction available in 45 minutes. That's the reason why the coalition invaded Iraq. And when we're looking for these weapons of mass destruction, you know, having, you know, annihilated Iraq, it's, where are they? And it turned out that the information about, you know, that gave reason for the war on terror was misinformation by the European Union, particularly Tony Blair, who's not British in the sense that he betrayed Britain for the European Union. Now, I like my freedom of speech. I like being able to relate to the future. What actually happened in the past, but all the propagandists lie through their teeth. You know, when you listen to me, you know, when you listen to the search engines, you know, maybe in the 51st result, the 507th result, you'll maybe find the opinion of someone who thinks the COVID-19 measures were violations of the Nuremberg Code, but for the most part, all that information censored while they push their own propaganda. But for me, what I'm saying is, have a look at the Nuremberg Code and have a look at what measures they admit to and judge for yourself. You know, you need to be able to think now. And they're trying to dumb down their cattle, and their cattle want us to behave like them. And they'll say, oh, watch out, you're the Tories. How luxurious it is that you can think for yourself. I'm skint as fuck. I'm a worker, you know. And I'm surrounded by dumbed down people, and people who have certain liberties by the various allegiances they make with the criminal organisation that's the Nazi part of the United Kingdom, fascists. You just look at the policies of fascism, that's what they're all about. Medical experiments, they're into organ harvesting as well. Propaganda, censorship, all the rest of it. Everything you ever heard about the fascists, well, you know, you might say it's out of date given what's going on in reality, these government departments today. So Ofcom, the fascist government department in the United Kingdom, you know, it doesn't matter who you vote for, this government department has to be wound up and brought to an end, and its various constituent people, individuals, sub-organisations, we're going to have trials. You can either turn up at the trials or you won't turn up at the trials. If you don't turn up at the trials, you'll be found guilty in absentia. If you do turn up at the trials, great, you might be able to prove yourself innocent or naive. But if you're going to sit there and be ignorant, you're still going to be found guilty. Now, I don't think these trials are going to have like enforcement powers, but you will have the power to, alleviate yourself from being part of the inquiries, you know. Now, that's what I'm thinking, the way it's going to work, like a Nuremberg Code too, a Nuremberg Trials too, that's the way I'm thinking it's going to work. And if nobody's going to have, enforce anything over it, I guess, or some people say, well, it's not that important that I turn up, but you're not on trial by propaganda regimes, and you're on trial by people who, doesn't matter how much you throw mud, the shining light is still going to come through, that's how I'm thinking it's going to work, but Ofcom, as far as I'm concerned, it's a Nazi organisation. The reason why is because well, they violated the general data protection principles when they did that to BitChute in 2023, as well as all the measures they engaged in trying to violate our medical rights. They are complicit in crimes against humanity and the Nuremberg Code violations of 2020, and they could say it could never happen here and ban anybody from speaking the truth about that. But they are guilty as charged, as far as I'm concerned, and their ability to, stay at large from justice. That power that they've got is purely, military, I don't know what you would call it, like gangsters' ability to shoot the witness and stuff like that. They're at large. But as far as I'm concerned, until they've been tried, as far as I'm concerned, they're as guilty as hell, unless they've got something to say. Admitting that it was a violation of the Nuremberg Code, which it clearly is. They're complicit in that. And that's not just the organisation, that's the individual human beings that work for that organisation. Don't sit there and listen to that. Oh, it was the corporation that did it, not me. Get yourself into a trial, get yourself tried for crimes against humanity and hope that you're going to be found innocent. But as for these terrorists, they're monsters. So what BitChute have did today on the 9th of April is they've told the UK government to go and fuck itself. Now, because of the pressures that were brought on them, by there was a UK company, and they then moved to America, where they have more liberty to engage in freedom of the press, freedom of expression, etc. Which you don't really get freedom of press in the United Kingdom now. You pair it off whatever lies are on the BBC, or you won't be functioning anymore, unless you can move to Wyoming, Virginia, is it? Wyoming, for I don't know where Wyoming is. It's somewhere in the United States. So the Deep State Protocol LLC is now the official company that owns all the assets of BitChute, and it's still doing its best to function according to the way that it used to function. And one of the impediments to that is the terrible, terrible terrorist regime of Ofcom. Who's trying to, use bureaucracy to destroy freedom of speech, and freedom to hear, freedom of speech. And well, now it's an American company. Today they just told the UK to go and fuck itself. Well done. Well done. So what it means is that if you live in the United Kingdom, you cannot get video content from BitChute through UK internet service providers. If you access the internet through like British Telecom, if you access the internet through Now, you're not able to access content on BitChute. You can still upload to BitChute because BitChute allows that, but if you're using a UK internet service provider to access the internet, then as far as them concerned, it's like you're living in a jurisdiction that is not compatible with the freedom of speech that BitChute continues to promote and protect. But now, due to the nefarious activities of the UK government, you've seen the Zardoz collection. That's the information that's now being censored from people in the UK who will be unable to see that content on BitChute, because BitChute itself has decided, no, we're not having any further dealings with this criminal organisation, international criminal organisation, violating the freedom of speech of the people in the United Kingdom. And that's what they've done the 9th of April. If you're in the UK, you don't get to see any content if you're using a UK internet service provider. There are, of course, ways that you can access BitChute, Some people call it the dark web and they say it's illegal and stuff like that. I don't know the ins and outs of it. You know, I always access the internet legally. But I'm able to upload to BitChute without any problems. And I'm not going to divulge any ways. If you think that's what you're being able to access BitChute when BitChute does not permit you to access it through the internet service providers in the UK, the UK government no longer has any sway over it. It has no more dealings with the UK government. It doesn't operate in the UK. So, you know, that's it. It's the end. So that's the end of any pressure the UK government can bring on BitChute. And, you know, shove it up your arse is basically what BitChute has said. Now, I don't know if that will prevent people in the UK from accessing the freedom of speech platform BitChute, which was originally a UK company, until the fascist regime started breathing down its neck because it didn't like the truth being spoken. So I don't know if it will actually stop people in the UK from accessing BitChute in manners that may or may not be legal. I don't know. It really depends. Like, you know, if BitChute finds somebody managing to access BitChute content who are, you know, happen to be in the, should they even go to that border, you know, as far as they're concerned. If you've got a UK IP address, then you'll not be able to see any content on BitChute apart from the information that you're not allowed to see any content on BitChute. So that's the end of the UK government's power over BitChute, a freedom of speech platform. They've shot themselves in the foot. And I think they're aligned with the kind of people who said, hey, let's ban Russian gas imports to Europe because that'll be a good idea. The European Unionists are mentally ill. They're criminally insane people who think that lie and deception is, you know, if you're an honest person, right, and you don't know that there's an organised lying and deception going on, they think you're an idiot and they'll just treat you like an idiot. But when you wake up to the fact that the lies and deception is that over the course of time, slowly but surely, the lies are completely ineffective. When you're relating the truth to people telling them, watch out, these people voted themselves into power and only pretended everyone that would support them. There's no democratic mandate for the European Union. And now within the next 5 years, they want you aligning with a war-like mentality. They want European Unionist children to go and put on full fucking body armour or whatever they can afford. Rocket launchers, guns, bombs, to fight both Russia and America. They're making plans for that, and of course the Middle East, because the European Union was heavily involved in causing the war on terror. And they want children being deceived, being banned from hearing the freedom of speech of people like me, telling the truth that the European Union never was and never will be democratic, and all those people who are aligned with it are guilty of treason against their own people, and they'll be guilty of war crimes by encouraging you to get militaristic to support their regime of terror. It'd be easier just to send these people into a jail, but they'll sooner send the innocent into a jail for saying things you're not allowed to say. You spoke against the Fourth Reich. You falsely accused the Nazis of being the Nazis, when we all know it's the people who are opposed to Nuremberg Code violations that are the Nazis, eh? So, you know, that this is what they've got planned in the next 5 years. Militarised Europe, and it's going to have to fight they're planning to fight the Russians, to fight the Americans, and also to fight Iraqis and various people coming up from the Middle East to liberate Europe from the European Union and get it back to what it used to be. I am presenting no resistance to Russia, America, or the Middle East in all this. And they'll say, I'm a sellout. I can't be disloyal to the European Union. The European Union has betrayed everything that I was told I was supposed to be living in. See the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Before I'd ever read it, I had a certain expectation about the society I'd be living in as an adult. With the European Union shat on all my dreams. That's all it's became, just a dream to live with basic human rights. You know, I'm not talking about luxury holidays and having a nice car, and I'm talking about basic human rights. The European Union shat all over that. And they deceived me into just think I'm just imagining this, you know. But clearly, you know, when I seen the Universal Declaration of Human Rights for the first time, I was like, no, what I was led to expect would be the case. It's here written down in this very formal document. And there are people claiming, oh, it doesn't apply anymore. The Nuremberg Code doesn't apply anymore. These people betrayed us from the very beginning. And if I'm you're not on board with the, you know, that they're anti-Chinese, anti-Russian, anti-Iraqi, anti-American, anti-everything propaganda, you find it's the European Union that's isolated in the world. And they don't want you to know that. So the only sort of information you'd be getting, you know, about what's going on in the world would be European Union controlled information. Unless somehow you've got a friend on the outside of this fake propaganda matrix I've constructed for you, they'll maybe help you to see a way by which you could maybe, you know, access not the European, the Euronet, but access the internet, the international networks, not the European networks, those people who only permit you to see what's convenient for them. That's it, I'm reading Xinhua, the Chinese state media. Well, I can't say I read it every day, but every week or two I'll have a look to see what they're saying. TASS, I'll read that every, well, since the Ukraine war, maybe every couple of days or so. Erna, I read that every now and again. That's the Iranian Republic News Agency, Press TV. Of course, I do consume BBC and other, you know, media corporations from all around the world. Don't believe a word of it. That's Russia's opinion, that's Britain's opinion, that's America's opinion, that's Canada's opinion, that's... But inside the Euronet, the only opinion you're permitted to hear is the opinion of Nazis who violated the Nuremberg Code in 2020. People who have committed crimes against humanity, who are still at large, and try to destroy the reputations of those who are speaking the truth. So BitChute just delivered that, a kind of, I can hardly call it a short blow, it might be a stealth blow, you know. Because maybe they'll not realise, you know, what's happened there. Because I'm thinking there's a lot of people in the United Kingdom that will continue to look at BitChute content. And BitChute can say, look, we've got nothing to do with it. These people are, you know, using special techniques to access, we don't provide any content to the UK. The UK internet service providers cannot permit people to... we're not dealing with the UK government anymore. These people are accessing our content on their own cognizance. And it's not that you can't blame the internet service providers. You can't blame BitChute. You can't blame anybody but yourselves. Or as Princess Leia put it, Darth Vader, the more you tighten your grip, the more the galaxy will fall right through your fingers. So now we've got another thing that they don't control called BitChute. So BitChute does not provide content to the UK. The only content you get is the fact that they don't provide any content to the UK. So there are ways that you can, I don't know whether it'd be illegal or non-illegal. I'm sure all the Nazis would say it'd be illegal because it's their will that you're not allowed to see this information. So therefore it must be illegal to disobey the Nazis. But I think there is ways to actually see, you know, BitChute without using UK internet service providers. The Nazis will probably say it's illegal, but, you know, it would have to go to a court to decide whether it is or whether it's not. And I'm not going to go into too much details because the Nazis are kind of thick, you know, they're a bit, you know, let's say that they're a bit short in the sort of grey matter, you know, that they're not, they're harder thinking. They tend to think it's non sequitur, you know, it's like, don't overthink things. It's like they underthink things all the time. And because they're not that good at thinking, they just know what they want, but they don't know how they can get it. And sometimes they actually need intelligent people to deceive themselves into thinking, oh, I'm just helping good people here. And they'll do the thinking for these fucking stupid fucking... Oh, they're primitive, you know. But so I don't know whether it would be legal or illegal, because it's kind of like the BitChute is basically saying we're not providing any content to, you know, if you've got a UK IP address, you know, for like BT or, you know, Virgin or somebody that's providing ISP services in the UK, If they, you know, come out, they come across that, it's like not that that's an IP address that's given out to the UK through RIPE, which is kind of IANA for Europe. Therefore, we don't have any dealings with it. But if you can, you know, get round that using methods that may or may not be illegal, you know, it'd really be down to BitChute whether it's illegal or not. But you could, like, you know, tunnel through RIPE and access BitChute by way of other mechanisms that maybe BitChute has thought is possible, maybe they don't know about it. But you could certainly access BitChute, you know, BitChute content, circumnavigating around the UK's legal regulatory framework to ban your freedom of expression and your ability to hear freedom of expression. You know, if you did, I don't know whether it'd be illegal or not. I guess it would have to go before a judge to work out whether, you know, Ofcom are actually operating according to UK law or whether they're just making up the law as they go along, invalidating the fundamental human rights of the people in the United Kingdom, you know. But it'd have to go before a judge. And I've noticed that these organisations are never very keen to, you know, bring matters to court unless they can, you know, guarantee they've got some ability to sway and bully and oppress the person that they want to put into a court, you know. They want to avoid court like the plague, but they want to threaten it like a weapon. But it's actually, you know, it should be like an impartial tribunal to decide between two vying parties, two people who have disagreements, a dispute resolution service, you know, but they want to use the courts as a threat. And, well, I guess it's down to the courts to decide whether it would be legal or illegal for me to access BitChute content in the UK, but it'd certainly be BitChute would be a very important party in such a trial, you know. So it would be against BitChute's policies for me to access it if I'm not using any sort of UK internet service provider to access it. And you know, I don't know if like, the Ofcom and the various Nazi organisations, you know, the people who are violating the human rights of the people in the United Kingdom under the guise of government. I don't know if, you know, that they would be very keen for BitChute to be brought on trial, but not brought on trial, but brought as a witness in a trial against someone who was continuing to access. But you know, I really don't think, you know, Ofcom has any power anymore because of what BitChute's doing. That's why I'm doing this video. You know, I think BitChute has, you know, they've tasted brutality and bullying from a UK government department from, you know, before October 23. And, you know, the Gestapo was slapping them about saying, "You shall comply with these orders. You shall comply with these orders." Look, wait a minute, we're a free speech platform. We can't comply with your orders and continue. We'd have to give up our soul for us to comply with your orders, Mr. Nazi. Do you understand? So, they've kind of semi-complied with it. They've flown a jet plane over to America. And then, after a bit of time, they've now started saying to the Gestapo, "Hey, Gestapo, slap, slap. We're no longer controlled by your UK Gestapo, your UK extremist fascist abuse against the fundamental human rights of the people of the United Kingdom, where our company was originally founded. Now we are slapping you about because people can still access BitChute now operating in America." And since we don't actually provide any access to people operating under your regulatory framework, where's your power, Mr. Gestapo? And we can continue to offer whatever services we please worldwide. And you just look like a dirty wee tyrant. A dirty wee tyrant that's going to end up, and there's a big fucking, I don't know if you've seen CERN. They've built a huge fusion thing. It's a huge ring, it's a fusion reactor. What it does is it creates a hole, and you know, everybody's looking around that circle, you know. They say, like, well, you're putting this beam here and the beam goes through there and the beam goes, and it goes around a big fucking circle that's miles and miles long, you know. But what they're not noticing is at the centre of the circle, what that, like, you know, when you start moving hadrons round in that big circle like that, you actually cause a black hole of a sorts to open up in the middle of Europe. And well, you know, I think that's what's going to happen to the European Union. We just basically implode the thing, throw it into that big hole, and that's it, boom, gone. That's it. and we just get back to being the Europe that it used to be. You know, back to the time when Anne Frank was celebrated in the Netherlands rather than thrown into suicide clinics. We'll get back to a time when Germans were glad to be liberated from a Nazi regime that was just wanting to use them as domestic cattle. Oh, I could, in Germany, if you're a worker, you're probably vaccinated, but not voluntarily. You're vaccinated because you didn't want to starve to death. Because of what the modern German government did, the European Unionist German government did to German workers. You know, why don't we just throw the European Union down a fucking deep hole? So deep we don't even know what dimension they're in. And, you know, leave them to it. And we just got on with being the Europe that we want to be. Not the Europe that they're trying to force us to be against our own will. Suicide clinics, genital mutilation, etc. Well, there's your fucking Ofcom right there. And that's why they're opposed to people at BitChute, because people have the ability to speak the truth about the real tyrannical regime that's operating in the UK. Inside all the government departments pretending, we are, you're not allowed to speak about us. So I'm going to end with a scene from an old TV show called V. And it's quite poignant, given, you know, all the people my age are well aware of. This was a cult movie when I was a teenager. Everybody my age would be well aware of this cult movie and some of the themes on it. I'm going to leave it with this just particular theme, and it's very poignant today in your modern Eurofascist dictatorship. So well done to BitChute, and I'll do my utmost to try and legally access BitChute by whatever legal means that I can. But thank fuck for tearing Ofcom, and you arsehole. They've been fucking deserving it since before October 23. Well done. As for authoritarianism, they're nothing but a bunch of terrorist crooks. Bye for now. Thanks for listening.
Tom, I think you should light the hallway because Diana has placed us as part of the entourage so you can follow with a minicamp, all right? Dr. Walker. Christine Walsh, we met in Palm Springs, Gerald Ford's. Well, I've been such an admirer of yours, I wanted to see.
I remember you, Ms. Walsh. You were a newswoman.
Well, I'm still a newswoman.
No, Ms. Walsh. I don't know what you are, but you're certainly not a newswoman. At best, a press secretary, at worst, a collaborator.
I don't know what you've been told, Dr. Walker, but I'm just doing my job.
Familiar words. I wonder how many times that phrase was used at the Nuremberg trials.
That is insulting and untrue.
Ms. Walsh, I'll tell you what is untrue. It is untrue that you're working for a benevolent regime. It is untrue that you're an impartial journalist. What's true is that fascists have taken over our planet and you're their minister of propaganda. You're a discredit to your profession. You've allowed personal ambition to corrupt your integrity. And you no longer have credibility. Good day.
Dr. Kaufman to OR. Dr. Kaufman to OR, please.
Dr. Walker, we've been waiting for you.